Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. Wake up!
Welcome to another edition of Community Conversations. I am Miss Community Clovia. You know, if it's happening in the community, I'm right there to make you aware. Joining me on the show is Carl Goodman. How are you, Carl?
I am wonderful today.
We have Mike Cooper joining me on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have Rob Martin joining me on the show.
Hello there.
And it was like, Chloe, you have a bunch of men joining you on the show. What? We are talking about, let's start this topic off. Have you looked at the paperwork on your home lately? And you're like, Chloe, what are you talking about? Again, have you looked at the paperwork on your home lately? Well, these young men, they have 10 years of experience with Fresh Start Home Program. Now, while we're on air, you can go to the website, freshstarthomeprogram.com. They have all of this experience in credit counseling, origination of loans, loan modifications, loss mitigation. The list goes on and on. Foreclosure prevention, et cetera, et cetera. Carl, so why should we look at the paperwork on our home? Aren't we the homeowners? Aren't we done with the paperwork?
You're never done with a contract until it's completed.
Oh.
So you need to know about the contract you signed.
Wow. So, we talked about, you close on your house. You're excited about closing on your house. You take that paperwork, which you thought it was the original documents, y'all. Oh, they're going to go deep on us. And you put the paperwork away, but we never think about the paperwork 15 to 20 to 30 years from now. Why is that, Carl?
Because the excitement of getting the keys
for
the purchasing of your home, or the excitement of getting a check in reference to maybe a refinance, it's all about the moment.
Ooh.
So we focus more on the moment than we do on this contract for a lifetime.
We don't look at it that way. Mike, don't you agree?
Well, most people don't. They're just, I have to say that Carl is very true in what he said. Because when most people get their keys, especially when I did it, all I wanted to know was how fast you was going to be here, or should I say how fast I can get through this, how fast you was going to get out of my house, and when I was going to call my buddy so we can have a party, because this is my first home.
And that was pretty much the same for me, in which I actually went to an attorney's office, and all of the documents and all of the paperwork, and they're flipping through. Well, this just means so-and-so. Initial here. This just means so-and-so. Initial here. But you really didn't, you really didn't read it.
Well.
Like, you should have read it because you trusted the attorney at the time.
Well,
I had
people,
an attorney.
Think about this. Some people, when you first get it, you may start reading the first few pages. And then as the pages continue to come and come and come.
It's like 50 pages. Lord.
Sometimes it looked like it's more than that. So after the first maybe 10 pages, first thing you want to do is say, okay, I'm going to trust this person has actually, going to tell me, or somebody's going to tell me one day.
Because after all, I've been approved for the loan. Rob, you want to jump in on this? So it's important for us to read every page. It could take us hours.
Yes. It could take you hours, but it's definitely important to understand each document and going through the process. Actually, I've seen closing agents even kind of push the paperwork to homeowners just to sign off on the documents because they got another client behind them that they got to close as well.
So it's, again, regardless of the time, if you're in, come in for closing, if you will, that is your time to look over the documents instead of just, initializing everything. Because at the end of the day, Rob, what's in that paperwork?
Everything. It's you're signing off saying that you are agreeing to a 30-year commitment for this here particular property that you're purchasing. And the documents, you got your 1003, You have credit documentation. You got your appraisal in there. All these documents are intricate documents that the average homeowner is just sign off on and just agreeing to just get those keys.
Mm-hmm.
And once the signing is over with, you get those keys, there's a very good possibility you never look at those documents again.
And that's what's happening. Carl?
Helping homeowners for the past 5 years to ask questions about your documents, I've had responses. I don't even know where they're at. One of the major questions I ask is, do you have a copy
of the original
documents?
Of course I do. I signed the original documents at closing.
All right, Clovia. Do you have the finalized copy from the title company that completed the documents after you signed?
Oh, I guess they just gave me copies of what I signed.
Correct.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, because we've done this. We've been to court in the land records, and we've looked at deed of trust, and we've seen that there's been changes that the homeowner has initialed but never seen.
So in other words, you think you own your home and you might not own your home or be on the deed of trust. Possibility.
There may be changes to the deed of trust that you were never made aware of.
But your initials are on the document.
Yes.
So you can make any changes as long as my initials are on the document.
Now, you agreed to some. They call them secretarial errors. Okay? But that's well, like you.
This is
you,
deep.
You don't dot an I, you know, or you
don't
miss
cross
the date.
A T.
You don't cross a T.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you're going to call it a secretarial error when the whole trustee that you signed and you agreed to this trustee and you come to find out they replaced it with another trustee. So the importance of the trustee is he is or she is the one that kind of holds the mortgage between you and the lender.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll talk about the trustee more later. But
we're going to be doing this for 12 months.
Yes, so. It's important
yeah.
that you know what you originally signed has the same information that you thought you saw from the closing table.
Well, at this point, while we're in the midst of this community conversation show, you need to go to the website, freshstarthomeprogram.com. They have some interesting videos on the home page. It's very important. Now, we're talking 10 years experience with these young men, Carl, Mike, and Rob, credit counseling or origination of loans, loan modifications, refinancing, and all. If you need some assistance, if you have not looked at your documents, you need to look for your documents or give them a call or just go to the website to contact them. It's very important to do so, right, Mike?
Of course it is. It's going to help you in the long run, because once you start getting the understanding of why certain things has happened to you, then you're going to be able to appreciate and be able to talk more intelligently to everybody pertaining to mm-hmm. your situation, because every situation is unique. And just to piggyback off of some of the things that Carl was talking about, once you get into the land records and actually start pulling up your documents, you will be very surprised at what the difference is pertaining to what you thought you signed compared to what you actually got at the closing.
So there is an original record.
There's supposed to be an original record, which, you know, if you go to the title company is supposed to have it, but we've been seeing so many different things pertaining to original records that, as Carl said, we'll have to go a lot deeper, which will be, you know, sometime in the future that we'll get back to that particular point that show you exactly what you're actually missing from the closing table and from the title company once you, if you ask for these documents yourself.
Man, I'm glad we have you. FreshStartHomeProgram.com. Go to the website, FreshStartHomeProgram.com. We're going to take a break and come on back. We're going to talk about the differences between purchases, refinance, and then we're going to talk about their second mortgage. I really need to know about that. This is Community Conversations.